Matt Munro, My Kind of Girl. You're listening to Boom Radio across the UK. We've just heard the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died, according to Buckingham Palace. Prince Philip has died. This is Boom Radio. Madwell and his music of the mountains. This is Boom Radio. We've heard the news this morning that Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth II's husband, has died, aged 99, according to an announcement just minutes ago from Buckingham Palace. The prince married Princess Elizabeth in 1947, 5 years before she became queen, and has been the longest-serving royal consort in British history. They had 4 children, of course, 8 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. We have the announcement today that Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, has died. Scott Walker and Joanna, you are with Boom Radio. It's just gone 25 past midday, and we heard, of course, just a few moments ago, the news that the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died. We have the statement here from Buckingham Palace, and I shall read it to you. It says, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. Further announcements will be made in due course. The royal family join with people around the world in mourning his loss. The Duke was 99 years old. He saw himself as a moderniser of the British monarchy, orchestrating the first royal walkabout, and Prince Philip's concern for young people led him to create the Duke of Edinburgh's award scheme. Just to confirm our breaking news, Buckingham Palace has announced Prince Philip has passed away at the age of 99. This is Boom Radio.
Making each day